to you, in Jesus' name. I hope all is well with you and yours. Our fear for this week is called roadblocks. As we go through life, we face many different types of roadblocks. We as people give roadblocks names and categories like big, small, massive, among many others. Why do we give roadblocks names? Is it because of what we can or how we feel at the time? Or maybe, quote unquote, I'm going through statement? Whatever the case, we find a way to give it a level and a title. Depending on the level and title we give it determines if we'll get Jesus involved or not. We say things like, I got it, or that's big, I better pray on it, or I don't know what to do. You see, we recognize a roadblock, we size it up by leveling and naming it, then we respond. If the roadblock is small in our eyes, we are known to take matters in our own hands. Some will take on bigger roadblocks by themselves. We as believers do these things knowing that we belong to the Most High God who loves us and has plans for us and knows everything. We take it on without consulting Holy Spirit for guidance or direction. Oh boy, but when it doesn't work out as we thought it would, here comes the prayer. Lord Jesus, help me. Lord Jesus, help me. And we should be calling on him for help. You see, the roadblock is now too big for us, so we call on Jesus for help. Again, as we should, but our timing is off. You see, once we recognize a roadblock, we should be calling on Jesus. As Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. That's what the Word of God says. That's how we handle roadblocks. Look to Jesus first. Let's dive into the Word. Let's go to Mark, and we're going to be in chapter 2. So verse 1. And again, he entered Capernaum. After some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately, many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven. And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, why do you reason about things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. Immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this. Amen. So these four men did not allow their circumstances to stop them from getting the man to Jesus, to get this paralytic to Jesus, to what? To be healed. It says that they took the roof off. They took the roof off to get in because of the crowd. They couldn't go through the regular door, so they found another way in. Amen. The roadblock was what? The lack of space or the way in. But the faith of the men was bigger than the roadblock. Children of God, our faith has to be bigger than the roadblock. Look at the one who can move, look at the one who can move the roadblock, not at the roadblock. And so, who's sitting there watching this? The scribes. Who are they? Oh, these are the guys that are part of the religious leadership group of the time. Scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, the leadership, the religious leadership of the time. What are they doing? They are reasoning in their hearts. Think about that for a second. It's inside, hidden from all others to see what's going on in the heart. Oh, you can hide your intents and what's inside your heart from man, but you can't hide it from God. How do we know that? Well, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7 says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." And in Hebrews 4:12 it says, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." The word discerns the intents of the heart. Wow. Well, Jesus is the word, isn't he? He's the word who became flesh. You see, nothing gets past him. Nothing. "Your sins are forgiven," he said. And the scribe said inside, "You can't do that." They said in their hearts, "You can't do that." But Jesus lets everyone know who was there that he is the one who can forgive sins. He says, "Arise, take up your bed and walk." What's the result? He got up and walked away. He got up and walked away. So even when man tries to get in the way as a roadblock, they are no match for Jesus. Allow your faith to move Jesus, to move the roadblock. Remember, Jesus saw their faith and he delivered the paralytic. Verse 13. "Then he went out again by the sea, and all the multitude came to him, and he taught them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, 'Follow me.' So he arose and followed him." Now it happened, as he was dining in Levi's house, that many tax collectors and sinners also sat together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many. And they followed him. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eating with the tax collectors and sinners, they said to his disciples, "How is it that he eats and drinks with the tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Amen. So here again, the Pharisees and scribes see it one way, and Jesus says, "Nah, this is what's going on." You see, Jesus is dining with tax collectors and sinners, and the religious leaders, the Pharisees and scribes, are watching. They ask, "How is he eating with them?" You know, people look down their nose at other people. You see, people of the world today ask the same question. How? They see different. Children of God, beware. Beware of the leaven of the religious leaders of today who were like the Pharisees of Jesus' time. They say and believe different than Jesus. Jesus says he came to call sinners to repentance. You see, the Pharisees and scribes are the potential roadblock for sinners. So today we have not only religious leaders who aren't saying what Jesus is saying as roadblocks, we obviously have the world, which is a huge roadblock because it's not lining up and saying what the Lord is saying. The Pharisees and scribes wouldn't eat with the sinners, but Jesus did. Jesus did. You see, Jesus can tear down that barrier that's set up by men and their thoughts. We as believers in Jesus Christ must not allow man or demonic-made roadblocks to stop us. Call on Jesus first. He is the roadblock crusher every time. Verse 18. The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were fasting. Then they came and said to him, "Why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, or else a new piece pulls away from the old, and the tear is made worse. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine bursts, and the wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But new wine must be put into new wineskins." Hallelujah. So here we see the Pharisees saying that something cannot be done that should be done. Mankind of today is doing the same thing. He believes and says things can be done when they cannot. You see, Jesus said, as long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. You can't do something that he says you can't do. Jesus said they cannot. The word of Jesus has the final authority, not man. Don't allow that man-made roadblock of what he thinks should happen stop you from doing what the Lord has called you to do. Look through the lens of Jesus by obeying the word of God and following him, not man. Man has his views and ways, and they don't line up with the word of God most of the time. Hey, you choose the ways of Jesus or the ways of man. Either way, each will have a result. Verse 23. Now it happened that he went through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and as they went, his disciples began to pluck the heads of grain. And the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why do they do what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" But he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and hungry, he and those with him, how he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar, the high priest, and ate the showbread, which is not lawful to eat except for the priests, and also gave some to those who were with him?" And he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath." Jesus gives them a history lesson, again, with the law and Sabbath according to how they see fit, or how they saw. Here's the roadblock of hunger. There's food to eat, but the religious leaders don't think you should eat it. The Word of God is here for us to eat. And there are those out there who say, don't eat it. Never allow man or demon to stop you from getting to and eating the word of God. It nourishes the body and soul. Jesus said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Don't allow the roadblocks of life to stop you. Allow the word of God to press you through. There is nothing on this earth greater than Jesus. Matthew 28:18 tells us, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Child of God, no roadblock is too big for Jesus. Amen. Father, I pray for your children that we walk by faith through Jesus to blast all roadblocks, that the love of Jesus will shine through our lives, that others will believe and be saved. Father, strengthen us through your word to be bold and courageous for the task at hand. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. All glory to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Tyron, signing off.